Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. July 11th already. I can't believe that. We're just coasting right through the year, are we?
Moving right along.
That's it. And this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and just talk about local racing like we like to do. We have a great guest here tonight, Stephen
Irvine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And a fly on the wall over here. We won't talk about someone over here, possibly your mom sitting in also. So thank you for being here.
Some crazy lady.
Some crazy lady you picked up on the way.
Let me just say, they drove in from Utah just for this.
Hey.
So they're dedicated.
Dedication. Hosting along with myself tonight, we have the man on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
Well, what's happening?
You tell me, man.
Hey.
Lots been happening, huh?
Working in this damn
working,
heat.
Smiling.
Yeah,
I'm
always
that.
Smiling.
That's right.
We're talking racing. We're always smiling.
Racing means smiles,
right? That's right.
All right.
And, by the way,
oh boy,
we're back after 2 weeks off.
That's right. Long
long break.
Long naps. Huh?
So, yes. So, we'll be here for 2 weeks, and we'll take another week off. Hey,
right.
I kind of like, well, I can't say I like them, but they're comfortable.
It's been a busy year. Let's just put it that way.
No, Dylan, I'm not one of the cool kids.
Hey, also, I didn't forget about you. We didn't forget about you, Justin.
Well, I know he's not watching hockey.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm not a hockey person.
Watching racing, at least.
I tried to get duct tape to put on that one over there, and he wouldn't take it.
No, so. I refused.
Well, you're allowed to support that because, you know.
You know, also the Raiders, and I hate football.
Yeah, that makes two of us.
Well, my cousin was a Raider, so, I mean.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in the early 2000s.
Cool.
No one likes the Raiders.
Yeah, no one. I'm pretty sure my cousin didn't even like them.
Justin Griffith.
How you doing, Michael?
Here, man. How you been?
I got a massage today.
Well, you relaxed. All right.
Where did you find time for that?
Is that during work hours?
No, I had a migraine headache, and I was like, I'm going.
You know what?
I have a headache, I know.
Well, you were thinking about racing enough. That's why.
When you think about racing, all the headaches go away.
That's right.
They tend to get worse.
So how's your massage? Good? Relaxing?
It's damn good.
All right.
It's actually the place that they do the massage for the Raiders and the Golden Knights.
And like a...
It's called Max Health.
I think I'd get cooties if I go in that place.
You go in there and there's autographed jerseys everywhere of all the people, and I was like, yeah, F the Knights.
I'm going to wear my L.A. King stuff in there.
There you go.
Yeah.
See what kind of massage you get. Just elbows at you, body slam you. That might be good.
And the little dude that gave me the massage, I was like, oh, he can't hurt me. Oh, he hurt me. He's like, oh, it's a little muscle right there. I was like, oh.
It's a little person specialty.
Yeah, there you go. It's probably right in the
way
on your back. Yeah.
Way stronger. It was good, though.
Stephen Irvine, appreciate you being here. Thank you. So you come a little ways.
I was going to get to you. Don't worry.
Yeah, what are you doing here? What did you show up?
Well, the comment section is all about Stephen. Oh, God.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you for being here. I hear, anyways, you come a long way. Were you
from Washington, Utah, just right outside of St. George.
Okay. You came here just for this?
Just for this.
Well, okay.
And apparently,
yes, I have.
And apparently the German food.
Yeah, we had to get some German food.
Mm-hmm. On the way? All right. Where do you find German food between Washington, Utah, and...
There's a couple places here in Vegas.
Really?
That do it. And there's a restaurant. I'm going to butcher the name. The Hofbräu House.
Okay.
I could ask the lady who wants to be silent. Is that how you say it? Okay. Yeah.
Thumbs up. She got the thumbs up.
And it's all authentic German food and beer and everything there. All
right. Why German food? Just
she's from Germany.
Oh, Germany, okay.
And
you can't tell the accent? Well, she barely talks to you.
Well, I haven't heard anything, but we're going to find out some more. We're going to learn some
you'll know
German
words. You'll know when she speaks because she's yelling. So.
I don't know.
Is that a German thing? That sounds like my mom.
Crazy, crazy. Well, thank you for taking the drive, and I want to put it out there that no one else can have any excuse not to show up in the studio now, because you drove how many hours? Two hours and three.
So we'll say depending on how she drove.
Oh, and yelling and driving. Watch out.
She drives faster than my car does.
Well, we've got the wrong person in the drive in the race car then, right?
Clearly.
So no excuses for anybody that can't, that says they can't make it to the studio. If someone here can drive a couple hours to be here, and we appreciate that, by the way.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, guys. Then no excuses. No excuses, right?
None at all.
So... And thank you again. And Stephen Irvine, factory stock race car driver out at the Bullring specifically, I guess.
Yes, sir.
So let's start off with, I guess, how'd you get into racing? And are you from Vegas? And
I am not from Vegas. I'm obviously from Utah. My dad grew up here.
Up in that same area?
No, he grew up where did he live? You can speak.
Nebraska.
Oh, okay.
And his dad raced at the old
racetrack.
Okay.
And then they moved back to Utah.
So you specifically are from Utah,
yeah,
though, yourself. So
and,
same Washington,
yeah.
Utah, okay.
And I just grew up watching racing with my dad. That's kind of how we had our father-son bonding time.
Up in Utah?
Yeah, like Sundays.
Where they race dirt races, I would imagine?
More up north region, like in southern Utah, they just have nothing.
Not a whole lot.
Nothing.
Yeah,
shooting ranges, and that's about it.
Wow.
And Sundays, if he wasn't helping me with sports, we were watching NASCAR, and that's kind of how I got into the sport.
How old were you when you're kind of liking motorsports and racing?
I think when I was four, maybe.
Oh,
four,
wow.
Give or take.
Okay.
And
so it's in your blood, kind of.
Kind of. I saw Dale Earnhardt, and I saw my dad, and that's just, I'm like, okay, that's my driver.
So did your dad actually race?
He did derbies.
Demolition derbies?
Demolition derbies.
Oh, that goes with the Washington area.
Hurricane.
And of course, Gary, he probably told you a little bit about.
Yeah, and he kind of drove the aggressive way with derby, and I think that's kind of how he wants me to drive, probably, maybe.
Have you heard of? What's your dad's name?
Mike Irvine.
Mike Irvine, okay. I know he come from the demo world. I didn't know anything about it until I learned it from Gary.
And then my uncle did drag bikes up at Utah at the old airport. And then my cousins did motocross. So it was like
always
all kind of doing something.
Kind of adrenaline
there. Yeah.
Fix for the family.
And this one refused to let me do anything with wheels and a motor because I'm her youngest and she didn't want me to.
Babe being the youngest. What's your name, by the way? Gabby. Okay, we want to make sure. See, we knew we were going to get you to talk, by the way. That was the first step. So thank you.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. So is he right in saying that you babied him?
Yeah.
Yeah? Because that's your words. We're on a roll. So thank you. I'm going to say Gabby, but it's not Gabby. It's
Gabby.
Gabby.
Okay. And we heard a yes and two words in a row right now. So we're on it. We're on a roll. So thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to do junior drag racing.
Oh, yeah.
And I asked her, and she goes, hell no.
How old were you at that time? How old are you today?
I just turned 36.
36. Okay, then we'll rewind 10, and you didn't let him go junior drag racing, huh?
As soon as I turned 18, she didn't care what I did. As long as I didn't go to jail.
Hey, racing may or may not keep you out of jail. I'm not sure.
I'm seeing some of the fights at the Bullring. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
As long as there's no drills involved.
So We're going to get to that. So no junior drag racing. What did you do to get your adrenaline fits at that time? You're talking 10 years old. Fighting, she said.
I yell at her in German when we go home. I fought a lot growing up, but did a lot of sports.
I mean, we just go out and pick fights.
With my height, it was kind of required. Being the shortest.
In
the same category,
yeah.
By the way.
So being picked on quite a bit, I didn't run out of them myself.
I was told to tell you to talk into the mic.
Sorry.
No, we can hear everybody but Steven.
So I don't know if they explain, so if you do.
Yeah.
Side to side.
You're an hour behind me.
Okay.
Well, he wasn't doing it.
Right.
Yeah, your job.
It's a learning curve.
You guys didn't do your job.
No, he's a racer. Do you, does he ever do anything?
Did he follow the rules? Is that what we're asking?
No, I did tell him.
Okay, all right.
He's a bomber driver who follows the rules.
Exactly.
That's right.
But just a lot of sports.
So sports,
baseball,
mainly
wrestling.
Baseball.
Was
so physical
the top
sports.
Three.
Yeah.
So my dad was a wrestler. My uncle was a wrestler. His other brother was a wrestler. So it was kind of like whatever my dad did, I would do.
When was the first time you seen your dad race?
Probably when he ended up on my uncle's hood in the Demolition Derby.
Up in Utah?
Yeah.
Okay. About 8 years old.
Kind of trying to help them get the car ready and everything, but yeah, he wasn't there for races.
Wow.
I was always kind of around, kind of in that little pits, wanting to just help out and do stuff.
So tell us the story about ending up on the hood. What happened?
So there was three cars left, my dad, my uncle, and some random guy. And my uncle backed up and hit him, and my dad saw that as the opportunity to take the win.
Oh,
and so
okay.
He went past them, slammed on the brakes, popped it in the reverse, and just gunned it. And he hit my uncle, which popped him onto the other guy's head, which caused my dad to go up onto his
head. So he was back in.
So at that time, for you to win, all your wheels had to be on the ground.
No way.
And,
that's a rule, huh?
That was the rule at the time, and my uncle couldn't move. My dad popped it in the drive, and he was just inching along, and then he dropped off.
Wow.
The other two couldn't move.
So they were
and my dad won, and that pissed my uncle off. He wouldn't talk to my dad for, I think, 2 weeks.
Dang, so
he
was
pissed. And he actually wants to do bombers.
No way.
He found out exactly, because he used to do drags, and I guess to get a NHRA license, you have to go through all these steps. Sorry. And then through us, paperwork, that's it. And,
yeah, even if you don't do that, you can go through
<your
license.
laughs>
He was
like, I kind of want to do that. And when my dad told him, I'm like, you tell him that, like, you can't wreck people. Like, and he goes, well, he kind of knows that.
Have you, never mind.
Shut up. Team racing.
It's a friendly sport.
No, cool. So then you got to see your dad win. And, I mean, did you start getting into that kind of racing?
I wanted
time?
To do it, but I was more fixated on sports. And then there was someone saying, hell no, stay away.
Okay.
My mom tried to tell me to stay away from racing. It didn't last either.
Yeah, pretty much whenever she told me to do something, I would do it.
Your girlfriend would keep you from racing. I just kidding. Come on.
Yeah.
Joke. I know she's not
listening. I never listened to my mom. So.
Okay. Yes, who does, right? Who did?
Mm-hmm.
So then what happened? You just continue fighting, continue
doing floor out of that. And then in high school, I just kind of got bored with wrestling.
Yeah. You never got drawn back to the racetrack at that time? Like,
about that time, they kind of just stopped doing derbies and drag racing, and so it was just watched NASCAR on
the
weekends.
So what do you think of the demolitions? I mean,
I thought it was awesome.
I
thought it was so damn cool.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, a lot of people just hitting each other and not getting in trouble for it.
Yeah,
and that's pretty cool,
because
whenever I hit something,
yeah.
I got in trouble for it. Like, I kind of want to do this.
Of course, Mom.
Yeah,
I know she wouldn't let you try to do that demos.
Well, now I think she'd be okay with it, considering how she saw me and Brad.
Brad had such a pretty car until you got a hold of it.
Brand new numbers and everything.
We'll get to that story, because I don't know that story. But so the demos, you never really got into?
Never did. I was way too young when they stopped doing that. And
oh, they stopped?
Yeah, they stopped. They were more fixated on me and my sister doing sports.
Yeah. What sport did you like the best?
Baseball.
Baseball?
Baseball was my sport.
It's a short man sport.
It is. I was shortstop. So.
I like playing baseball. I don't like watching baseball.
Yeah, I can't watch
it's like boring, you know?
If we had ice in Utah, well, southern Utah, I probably would have done hockey, but...
Not enough up there, right?
I did the European... side of it, and I did soccer as well. So
not enough ice in Utah, but there's enough ice in Vegas for your Vegas in the desert.
Like up north in Utah, they got plenty of ice, but
okay.
Down in southern Utah, no.
Not enough.
It's like a Great Value Nevada.
Do you ever think about moving to Vegas?
Oh, hell no.
No.
No,
hell no.
I'd rather drive.
Is it the people or the heat?
It was the heat. Okay. Not a fire kicked my butt.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, this is one hell of a time not to wear black, and everything I own is black. That. Arizona's dad started calling me Johnny Cash.
He called you the midget Johnny Cash on here just now.
You gotta throw some.
They said it, not me.
Come on.
In Arizona said it. Arizona's what? Not much.
I was gonna say she ain't much taller than he is. She ain't much taller than Mike.
Is she taller than me?
I don't know.
So at that point, you still didn't have a race car or anything like that?
No, it was sometime in like the early, mid-2000s. They were doing the radio at...
When was the first time you've been to Vegas, the Bullring?
For the Bullring, it was actually my parents. They heard something on the radio about Nevada versus Utah, the Bullring.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, you want to go? I was like, yeah, why not? It's racing, that's cool. So we went, and it was Bombers that pulled me in immediately. I thought the breakout race was awesome. Thought it was really cool.
Yeah, I liked that too, but we'll talk about that. Some people don't like that. So, but I guess I was just curious on that part, but you're saying you just first got into racing when did you first, want to get into it?
Since I was four.
Well,
I don't really want to get into
besides
it.
Besides your mom keeping you from enjoying yourself and having a great life and racing. You could have went professional, all that good stuff.
I started saving money, and I'm like, okay, I can actually get into racing now. And I actually got through someone from his brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're saying you're saving money.
Yeah.
Tell me the secret of saving $2 million
for racing.
Staying single.
Okay. Single is the way to save money. Okay. We all need to learn that here.
And I ended up saving quite a bit, and we got the car, and it was junked.
So what did you end up getting? You
It was a Cutlass.
Stock,
yeah,
Cutlass,
it was
okay.
About the same year that I have now. And
at that point, you've never been to the racetrack to race.
You've
been there to spectate.
And that was really cool. And then Adam Simon actually got a hold of me. He's like, hey, I have a car.
Okay.
And I was like, cool. And
end up finding a car.
Yeah.
And at this point, you still didn't know anything about circle track racing just from watching?
Have you been
in the pits at that time?
I've been in the pits a couple of times.
Okay.
And talked with pretty much a lot of the drivers out there and
kind
of what to do with your car and everything, and I'm still ignoring that.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Well, you can find five people that tell you five different things.
Yeah.
But
so
you talked to a few different people
and
find something.
Like, I was told one thing. I would read the rule book.
Right. Well, no, tell us about that, because this is good to hear from somebody who hasn't been into racing in the past. So you got a hold of the rule.
I downloaded the rule book, and we got to go do this, go do this, do this.
And what were you thinking? Okay, I can do
the opinions are of the guest.
This is on me. And I'm like, okay, we could do this.
Sure.
We would do it, and then something else would break on the car, and I would talk with Dylan, and he'd be like, you can fucking do that. No one listens to the rule book anyway. I'm like,
we won't give Dylan's name out or anything.
And then
would that concern you when you were doing stuff and you saying, hey, wait, the rules say this.
Yeah.
Why aren't we doing
it? It did. And
we
still listen to the rule book, but at the same time, I would still listen to some of the drivers. And then when they started saying,
and what year is this? This is
3 years ago.
3 years ago, okay.
And they'd go, yeah, we don't follow the rules. No one follows the rules.
I'm assuming that's more from
this
than
is
just
my
one.
Opinion.
Yep, and from more than just one person kind of saying, hey, we don't, they don't. I'm assuming that's leading to they don't tech us.
Yeah.
So you can kind of get away with a few things. So can I ask you, without giving anybody, unless you want to,
don't give us Dylan
specific items like engine items. Are you talking setup?
Dylan was telling me to do the engine, like how it's specifically designed for the rules. And so I felt with that.
Well, because if we're talking about the same Dylan, his engine is actually under the rules for the Bullring. So, maybe he's trying to live through you to have this wazoo engine. I don't know.
I was told, our division Chevy 350. So that's
right.
What we have. And I went by what the rule book was specifically telling me
right.
to do,
which is
and,
the thing you're supposed to do. And that's,
and, And then I get to the track, and it's like, I'm driving like a grandma. I've seen everyone else. Just, sorry.
Where were you wondering, hey, what's happening
I'm
at
like,
that point?
I'm like, God, am I smashing on the gas hard enough? So I like push down a little bit more, and it still just fly right past.
So at that point, did you think it was more of the car, or you? I thought it was a new driver also.
Yeah,
because you're still learning. You know, you.
I thought it was a mixture of the two
corners.
I was like, okay, what can I do differently? So I talked to the other drivers, and they're like, hey, when you get here,
right,
kind of drive into it more. And
so let's rewind a little bit. So before all that, you know, tell us about the first time you hit the track, like with your car. This is before you did any changes or anything to it. You bought a car. You said it wasn't kind of all that.
So
what was it like the very first time you hit that track? Was it on a practice night?
It was registration.
Okay. During
and
registration,
the moment I went over, I said, holy shit, we're doing this.
Yeah.
And I'm going around. I felt like I
now
was
now, hold
going
on.
Bad.
Before you go around, we're going to get to going around. But you're in registration. I mean, you're probably like,
I was
hyped
pumped.
Up.
I was pumped to
meet other drivers.
As soon as I got in the car, the nerves hit. I'm like, okay.
You have to pee every
so,
second.
Right, but
every
at that time,
second.
You knew you had your race suit. You had the, you know, I don't know if you bought new stuff or not.
Yeah, we had to get a new seatbelt, window net. She worked on the seat cover
because
it was falling apart and.
Cool. We got some we can have you do for us also, so thank you.
And now we have to get a new seat cover. And
all right. We might
maybe
have to
take that back.
Take that back, yeah.
We've got headsets for me and my dad to spot, which I found kind of weird.
So at that time, 3 years ago, did they allow spotters at the time? Justin, do you know?
I don't think they did.
I don't think they did either.
I think it's more a new thing.
Okay.
And so when I was told, I was like, well, that's weird.
So at that time, though, you get to set yourself up.
Yeah, we
okay.
The headset we have sucks. I can barely hear my dad.
Yeah. That's probably a good thing. You're learning and all that. You don't want your dad driving for you.
And then like, I would talk to him, and he'd go, stop yelling.
So anyways, you're nervous. You're in line. You're registering.
Great. Nervous, and then I'm like, shit, I gotta pee.
You're all suited up,
like,
and then you had
I'm ready to go.
Was your mom there that
she
night?
She was.
Okay.
She was actually recording from like the little spot area where everyone kind of stands.
What do you think, Mom? I mean, you were nervous too, I'm sure. First,
I think
time.
She was more nervous than I was.
Yeah.
It's different when you know you're in the control of that car and like watching. I get more nervous watching other people that like I'm close with race than me actually being in the car.
Have you seen anybody wreck out there before this? Did that make you nervous at all? Yeah.
Very.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, that's part of the excitement of racing is just knowing there's a risk, you know?
Well, that's my main concern is hitting someone else, which, I mean, sorry, Brad.
You know, you got the roll tape.
Exactly. You got the new net. The new.
On the Hans, which, I mean, I guess I really don't have to wear that.
Well, you should.
Absolutely
smart thing to do, you know.
But I always said, you're safer driving in that race car on that racetrack than you are going down I-15.
And driving
100%.
Kind of helped kind of go around the race car drivers or them go around me and have me not wreck.
So when you pulled in after you registered, did you find a pit space pretty easy?
There wasn't a lot of people there on registration day.
Did
you park next to Dylan?
Who'd you end up parking next to? Yeah, who? Was it some, you remember?
I think we were closer to Miller.
Okay.
we knew
he was involved somehow. Mike Miller's always the problem.
That's right.
But, so you were near some other bomber drivers.
A couple. I think there's like three. There was Nick. He was out there. Sherry was out there.
Okay.
And then I think Miller. I think that was it.
Wow.
I think.
Okay.
Was Arizona that? Yeah, I think. Yeah, she was. She told you that it was okay when I spun.
So you're still excited at this point, pulling out of pit space. And
like,
you know,
all these years of working on the car, now is the time we get to do it.
Yeah. That's exciting because I remember those times even, you know, almost every year sometimes when you prep your race cars and trucks, things like that, when it's race season starting up.
And
it's always
when I still climb in the car, I still get that feeling like, all right.
That's good. You got to keep that going. Keep that. If it's not happening, you need to move up into a truck series or something like that, you know.
So when I go on the track, I just close my eyes.
Yeah.
Clearly.
It pushes under the gas pedal and you just go.
I think I could fit in a Legends or a Bando.
I bet you could fit in a Bando.
So then you get the car all unloaded and so on, and mom's there probably all nervous and getting in your head.
No, she wasn't. She was just telling me, just relax, just breathe. You'll be fine.
Good. Well, that's good.
Breathe. How can you breathe when you're in a race car?
You put on a good act.
I don't think I ever talked to your dad, but he looks like somebody that would be yelling at you.
Mom, shaking her head yes.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
David, no comment?
He does yell. When because he has his way. And I'm like, you're not in the fucking car. Let me do it. And right. Just...
So he was there
yeah.
That first night. I'm sure he wanted to get in the car too.
He's the crew chief and spotter.
Okay, so he's the one that's making sure everything's running for you.
Tip top. Like if I don't go in the corner the right way, he goes go lower. I'm like,
I like
the middle. Go lower. I'm like, get closer to the wall. I'm near the wall. Get closer.
Close to the wall. When you hear the metal scraping against the concrete, you're close.
Does your dad know Michael? Because Michael yells at me.
Yes, right.
I think it's a mic.
I don't see anything. Okay, it could be a mic then. We'll keep the comments to yourselves, everyone, please. So you're suited up. It's probably a little warm.
A little, yeah.
Yeah. And then the first time getting into that lineup, that's kind of the exciting part. Is right when you're getting ready to drop into that track, that's like
the drop down.
Right,
the drop down skid. Holy shit!
Did it really?
I'm like, okay, this is
I can do this. Work.
Yep.
Yep.
Cool. And I'm like, okay, we're doing this. So I kind of warmed up a little.
Was
bit.
Was there other bombers out there at the same time? Do you remember?
At that time, I think it was just me and Sherry.
Okay. So you had somebody to kind of just
kind
of mix stuff up with. Okay.
No, the speed difference.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I meant too.
I was driving. I'm like, yeah, I feel kind of fast. I'm like,
this is during practice.
Yeah.
The first time you got out there, you had no clue you're doing circle track. Right?
Yeah. Except for go straight and turn left. That's
right.
That's all I really kind of
make the pet easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everyone does. You hear it all the time. Oh man, I can do this and I can do that.
And then I'm like,
now
you got to look in the mirror, and then you got to listen to your spotter, and then you got to.
You don't need the mirror. You have a spotter. You're good.
Well, because sometimes they don't allow mirrors, right? I don't know. Did they do that in Pahrump or?
Yeah, just in Pahrump, but they allow them here.
They allow them in Vegas.
Yeah. Some people use their mirror too much.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. You guys are easily mirror drivers.
Yeah, Justin.
I was a hired hitman.
Hey, there's no team. There's no team hitman.
That's right.
I got accused of it.
And then I went. I think Sherry pulled off, so it was just me. I think. No, she was in turn two.
Did you have
three.
Any clue on where lines going? Did you watch?
I have no idea.
You just out
like,
there
I watched a couple
whatever.
To see where their lines, like where they would hold it, and I'm like, okay, I could try there. I could try up here. Then I was told, run what you think is best for you. I'm like, okay.
And what felt best? Do you remember what felt best to you, even though it was
the
probably wrong?
I feel more comfortable in the middle.
Yeah.
Which?
The bandolero line.
Yeah.
They call it.
But during...
We call
that
it the
time, during registration, I was like way low.
Okay.
And I let off way too late going into 1 or 2, and I just lost it.
Okay. So you
and I was like, Jesus, take the wheel.
So you did the old Danica Patrick,
just
let go and let it go.
And I still didn't know at that time. Like,
yeah.
Hey, just hold on to it and get a throttle, and you'll drift right through.
Right.
And I let go, and I'm like, okay, there's no cars around me. Everything's fine. Got right back on the throttle. I didn't know that you were supposed to be in second gear.
Okay,
I was in drive.
So you're in drive.
Yeah,
so that makes a difference too.
Yep.
And that's a good learning experience because it happens.
And
it happens all the time. Actually.
I did like two more laps, and I'm like, okay, well, I still feel pretty fast. And then I saw the lap times. Your brother was like, what were you walking?
Okay.
I still want to know what friend he got you in touch with because I don't think he has friends.
Now, he's allowed to say this because that's his brother.
I was going to say, that's coming from his brother.
And then, like, we've adjusted some things, and we found out we were running different springs. So we put new springs in, and that's kind of helped. And
is this on that same night you actually did.
No.
I was gonna say.
Just went out and drove.
And figured out, hey, I need to get faster. And did you figure out that night that you need to be in second gear?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you went back one of the drivers was actually next to my mom, and they're like, yeah, he needs to be in second. He's in drive, right? And she's like, oh yeah, yeah.
Probably.
He's like, yeah, be second.
All the way down F1. That's how I just knew it.
No, that's how I did
it. How did it feel when you took it out like that?
It felt, to me, it felt faster, but then I saw lap times, and I'm like,
yeah, still wasn't fast enough.
Still wasn't fast.
Did you think some of that was you, or, I mean, or did you just kind of, no, it's the car. We got to fix this car.
I felt more like it was more car than me as we just progressed throughout the season. And now I'm like, is it the car?
Looking back, yeah.
But I'm running, like, the old school times,
right.
Like 20 seconds, 21 seconds.
No, so that's good. You got used to it that night. You're able to get some of those butterflies out.
Like, my first night, I'm like, as soon as, like, all the other cars were with me, I'm like, oh, Jesus. All right, don't wreck. Don't hit anybody
else.
Well,
tell us about the first night you were in competition. I mean,
I was that night, I think I was more nervous.
Okay.
Because, like, I had all these other cars with me, and I'm like, okay. My main goal, finish, don't wreck anybody.
There you go. But, you know, and that's a good goal. You know, I mean, you know kind of where you
and
stood.
And they did the two heats that night, and I was supposed to start pole. And I'm like, oh.
Did you not? Did you?
Oh, no, I started pulling. Okay. As soon as they waved green, everyone else passed me on the
side. Anybody
getting
in the back of you?
No. Not then.
Not yet.
And they just, everyone else passed me, and they waved out the yellow, and Tower was like 129 to the back. And I'm like, I'm fine with that. That was a problem.
So they put you to the back?
Yeah, they put me to the back. Yeah. And just kind of out.
Why did they put you to the back? Just too slow. Didn't get on it?
Just didn't floor it right away, I guess. I don't really know. I mean, we have a 2x4
because
screwed onto our gas pedal because I'm too short.
Hey.
Don't give Michael money.
You mean I got 2 more inches of pedal?
Well, when we first got the car and I stood in the steering wheel, it was here and I'm here. So my dad took a booster seat and put it in the racing seat.
Yeah, I do. I put a booster seat in mine too. I use foam.
No, we
actually use a booster seat.
We actually took pieces of steel and we welded it on the roll cage, and then that way I could actually see.
Oh.
And so that's kind of where I've been going with that.
Well, you know, you got to be comfortable
in
the seat in order to be able to drive like you should. So the first night of competition was on a race night. Do you remember, was it just, you got your first pole, and it was it a heat race?
It was
pole?
A heat,
okay.
Yeah.
You
finished dead last.
Dead last, of course. Did you get laps?
4 laps down, I think.
Okay. 5.
Was
Mom came 5, so that's okay. She's giving it all up. You're trying to get a little dignity out of it, but she's giving you up.
Are you sure you wanted to bring her?
No, that's cool. You know what? And we all.
I mean, it was my first time. I knew I wasn't going to do that hot. So.
But it was a good experience.
Yeah, it was
the
good.
Pole, but, you know, at least even though I don't know why would they put you in the back. Right? You set the pace. You're the pole.
Maybe Dan knows.
Yeah,
it was his first pole.
You know,
I don't know.
Right. And you know what? And that's. Probably a safety.
It was a great start. Yeah. And then, like, when the actual, like, event happened, I'm like, okay, I'm in the back. This is good. Just follow everyone else's line and just
you felt comfortable.
I felt a heck of a lot more comfortable in the back.
Well, that's good because you're still learning.
Yeah.
Did you pick anybody? Hey, I'm going to try to follow this person or that.
I think it's Dylan.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, that did not happen.
I watched Dylan race.
I like the way
he's a good driver.
He is. I like the way he drives.
Yeah, as soon as they wave the green, everyone's
going.
I'm
not
like,
sure.
All right, I'll try and catch up eventually. And then two cars got involved, and one hit the wall, like, completely head-on, and he broke his collarbone.
Right in front of you? Or
that
was
kind of.
It was Vinny and Anthony Mann.
I was going into one right when
I mean,
it happened.
That's exciting, too, to avoid some of the everybody brake checking, starting, and stopping.
Yeah, that's when my dad was yelling at me.
Okay.
Get out of the way. And there's been a couple of times where I've had some cars spin in front of me, and my dad goes, go low! And I'm like, I'm already there.
You're already low.
You don't have to yell at me.
Yep. I'm already going that way.
And then, like, something would happen with my car, and I'm yelling, and he goes, you don't have to yell. I'm like.
Yeah, there's a thing that people
That's
say.
What you tell Michael. You don't have to yell at me.
Like, the only time he could actually hear, he, at one point, he was like, Stephen's about the only words I could hear are swear words. I'm like, the car is not running right.
Sometimes the radios break or the wires get pulled out on accident, you know.
Yeah.
Just a little tips.
Oh, okay. You don't want to hear us.
Right? Yeah. No, that's cool. So you're able to kind of start getting into the feel of the excitement of racing.
I would listen to tips from other drivers on, like, what to do with the car, and I would kind of start doing that with my dad on the weekends.
Did you feel like the advice you were getting was sincere advice?
From some of the drivers.
Yeah.
Some of the drivers.
Some of the drivers.
You know, or did you, like, apply some of the things you learned and then figured out, hey, I'm going in the wrong direction?
I really only talked to, I think, three of the drivers on, like, what I can do.
Right.
And they're like, do this. And so we'd go and we'd do that. And then we'd run. And I was like, okay, it feels faster. And my dad goes, you're not.
Yeah.
I'm like, but I felt fast. And the handling felt okay-ish. We would kind of get loose. And we would attach something to, like, the spring. I think Dylan got me something for the springs. I can't remember what it was.
Mm-hmm. I'll find out what he's cheating with.
Oh, boy. Is that allowed?
He,
you look at the rules?
He was the one who actually helped us put it on at the track. And
okay. That's
when I actually felt faster in the corners. I didn't feel as loose.
Okay.
And then it was on my birthday, June 3rd.
Oh.
I got entangled with Brad, the 34. And since then, actually.
Now he is listening.
So June 3rd, of course, we were racing then at Willow. June 3rd, so we weren't there.
So up until that point, I've really only been in one incident where I kind of licked the wall.
Okay.
And that one, well, it felt worse, but then
looking at the car,
she was like, it's just yellow paint. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So everything was fine up until that point. June 3rd happens, and it was the first practice.
Okay.
And I went way too hot into one. And I started to, like, feel it spin, so I'm like, okay, rookie mistake. I let go of the wheel.
Oh. You're watching too much
NASCAR.
That's what it was, and I let go of the wheel. And I'm basically, like, dead center, like, looking right down the center of the track. And all of a sudden, out of my corner of my eye, I see Brad coming in.
Oh, wow.
And he loses control as well, and we just soared.
Oh, wow.
And I felt so bad for Brad. I didn't care about my car. I'm like, I just wrecked his car.
You know what? And that's cool. You felt that. You
and
know, that's
we pulled off, and I didn't know that you could just turn it and go. I went around the rest of the track.
Okay.
And I could feel rubbing. So I told my dad, I'm like, I think my tire's screwed.
Right.
And it was just our fender was pushed into the tire.
Oh, into the tire.
Yeah. And this is where she comes into play. This is where mother's joy out of racing comes in, I guess. I pull into the pit, and I climb out, and I'm looking at it. I'm like, that's not that bad. She goes, they got to go see Brad. I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's fine. She goes, well, we have to make sure. I'm like, what about your son?
Son first? No.
She goes, well, she's like, yeah, are you fine?
She knew you were fine.
And so I'm like, okay, we'll see Brad. And so me and my dad fixed the car, and I'm like, okay, now I got to go see Brad. I went over, and he was like, it was my fault. I'm like, no, dude, I lost control. He's like, yeah, but I hit you.
I'm like, he said he went in too hot, too, so.
And I still feel bad.
Well, you know
what?
That's a good night when two people do make contact and nobody's pissed off or anything like that, you know. So that's
and we both got our cars fixed before the second practice and got on there. And
that was fixed within 5 seconds.
Well, this was just a door.
A flattened door, that's all. No.
Flattened. We'll go with that.
Okay. A rounded door.
He was nice to give us a new bumper.
Oh, wow.
Because when
he
smashed in part of that bumper.
How do we get on this program? We get in somebody, they give us parts.
Yes.
That's cool.
I think it was just because it was my
That's
birthday.
That's a good program.
Birthday
gift.
Yeah, birthday gift. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you. And getting in the car being short sucks. I've actually had to use my toolbox, put it by the door, and I step on it, and then I could just easily climb in.
Do hire somebody like Justin. Hire him to lift you in and out.
Pick you up and
put you in and out.
Oh, yeah.
You got a job, Justin.
Oh, I'll even go,
but don't let it interfere with the truck series. Don't let it interfere with the radio show. And don't let it interfere with Blake.
That's right. Then it's okay.
That's right. If it starts interfering with any of those, you're fired.
Life interferes
from his job, not from us.
That's right.
No, that's cool. That's cool that you guys work it out and all that.
Yeah.
Had a race. Have you ever had a incident happen where it didn't turn out that well? Without.
Not really.
Okay.
Only at home when we were working on the car.
Oh.
That was a stupid mistake. We changed the studs on the back rears. I put the tires on. I put the bolts on.
Okay.
And my dad goes, okay, floor it down the street and take your corners. I want to see how the handling is. I'm like, all right. So I did that, and I started to turn around to come back, and I started feeling the car do
wow.
this.
Wow,
and I'm
wow.
like, oh, okay, something's going on. So I get to the house, and my dad's backing me in, like, frantically, and I'm like, oh, God, something blew my
right.
tire or something.
Bad.
I didn't tighten the lug nuts good enough, and the studs broke.
Oh, no way.
And he's like, I'm surprised you got your car back without your tire popping off.
Sure,
okay, so we had to work on that, and that was...
Well, that's the fun of racing, right?
Yeah, it's a great experience.
If you don't get frustrated sometime, you don't know how good it is to actually just be on the track racing.
And then I found out I was running a four-barrel carb instead of a two-barrel.
Is that allowed? Like with
what rules?
I don't know. They used to allow four-barrel, like Rochester's and stuff, if it came with...
No, if I'm not mistaken, they require a 44-12.
Only, okay.
In which we did change it.
So when do you know to follow the rules?
That's what I'm saying. What rules are they going by? Pretty soon they're going to let a 44-12 on a Bandolero.
Oh, God.
It's another thing.
I mean, when did you realize that? Was that somebody
said
something, or was it during tech, or?
We were having issues because the carpet was actually flooding.
Okay.
And we were looking at it, and Kaiser came up. Fred, I think.
Fred Kaiser, yeah.
He came up, and he's like, hey, I used to race this car. And he looked in, he's like, yeah, you're running a four. Should be a two.
Okay.
We're like, oh, well, we didn't know that.
Right.
I guess I didn't look over the rule book that well.
And that's the one that said he did read the rule book.
Skimmed it, I guess. And
you looked over that part?
Yeah, I looked over that. And we bought a two, and we put it on, and had no issues since.
Do you think it's the twos actually better?
It felt like I was actually going faster, but I definitely wasn't.
So what kind of times were you saying you're running?
When I first started,
40
seconds
at times. And then throughout the years, season, it's gained up to about 21s, 22s.
Okay. You know, because back when Gary and Justin, what were your guys' race times? About 20s?
20, 21.
20, 21.
Like you were talking about the 20-second breakout race.
Yeah, I liked watching. I never... been involved in it, but I like watching the breakout races. It was always fun to see other people have a chance.
You know, the worst thing you could do as a new driver is let somebody else drive your car. I let JJ Nunn drive my car, and he picked up like almost a second, and I was like, oh, nope, this is not okay. Because then you know it's 100%.
It's a driver problem.
And that's what my dad wanted. He's like, hey, you need to get someone in your car. Figure out if it's the car or if it's you.
Right.
But you got to find somebody apparently way shorter.
Hey, he's not that. Come on, guys.
I know it's me. Like,
you
I can't
first,
jump in it.
This is not a bullying show.
Let me tell you this. When I first started racing, I couldn't do a whole lot of anything. They had faster pastor races out there at the track.
Mm-hmm.
Those are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I donated my car, and the pastor went out and won. I couldn't win in my own car.
Well, that's what you just needed, a pastor to win in, and then you had a winning car.
That's
out
right.
There.
Yeah.
I mean, throughout the points, looking at the points, I think I was eighth.
Okay.
Throughout the points, I'm like, okay, so finishing in the back isn't all that bad.
No, you're being consistent. Yeah, at least you know you don't have to win every race, especially when you're racing for a championship.
And I passed Dylan in points, so I felt really good on that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to defend Dylan a little
bit.
I got one.
That's right.
I'm that one. I'll defend
Dylan. I will back up Gary while he's defending Dylan.
I told Dylan that he was feeling bad because of how slow my car is that he's letting me pass him in points.
He took the day off to allow you to get you another position. You know. Dylan's that kind of guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
To who?
He gave me a free shirt. So
oh, yeah, I have.
It looks like a dress on you.
Yeah. It'll shrink, hopefully.
He gave us beer.
That's right.
And a cooler full of beer.
Cooler, that's true. I'm sorry.
That's right.
He gave us a cooler full of beer.
We're just waiting for
of
the
point of what we actually asked for.
That's right. That's right. So we know he listens sometimes.
So do they run you guys through tech? Right now, and do you guys do safety tech, or do they do
just
performance
safety
tech? Is that pretty much what they do?
Yes, they tech us.
Do they do a pre-race?
I'm not getting involved in this one.
Oh, God. We did safety tech.
Okay.
So we'd go through and they would check everything to make sure it was all fine.
Are they still doing post-race tech for the top three?
I wouldn't know.
No? You wouldn't know?
I wouldn't know.
Okay. You don't watch for that.
Yeah, I would see them go in and I'm like,
see you guys someday.
They've done weight. And
after that?
Before.
Oh, before.
And I think there's one other that they did, and I can't remember what that was.
How do you sit on weight on your car? Are you real close, or are you?
I was right on.
Okay. So that's good.
Yeah, they actually asked me if I had scales at my house, and I'm like, no.
Okay.
Right, because you're right on. I'm like,
yeah, that's where you want to be. That's cool.
Yeah, so just get it faster.
So at this point, you're running 20-something second lap times. And I don't know what the actual lap times the guys are racing right now, but I think I've seen like 18.8.
Yeah,
6.
And it's down to 18.6s now.
And so when I started hitting 21s, I was getting really excited. I'm like, all right,
yeah,
definitely improving. Awesome, great. And then I would see 18, 19. I'm like,
I mean, do you see where, I mean, have you looked at some of those cars to see what they might be doing different than you?
No.
You think they just have it figured out? Bite your tongue now.
I got it.
Bite your tongue. Not really.
Without mentioning any names, my dad was going to the bathroom at the track once, and he was coming back, and he saw one of the cars, and they had their hood open.
Okay.
My dad got a little bit close and kind of peeked, and they just quickly closed the hood.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, well, that don't seem right.
Right.
So I was...
Those are well-kept secrets out there.
They didn't want him to go by the same valve covers they had.
Probably.
That's what it is. Those are probably custom valve covers. Gary uses
them. That's right. I use aluminum valve covers. I don't want nobody to go buy them.
You know, that's a tough call because, you know, I don't know, you know, what these guys are doing, but that seems pretty fast.
I definitely felt like my grandma driving behind the wheel.
Do you think there's...
You have not ridden with her with me in the car. She drives slow.
Do you think there's things you can do to your car within the rules to get you those faster lap times?
There's nothing against NOS, so...
Nothing in there. So
yeah,
that's a gray area.
Nothing against NOS in the car.
Dylan runs NOS, so he calls it that.
Put some moonshine in the gas tank, maybe.
You know, and they have talked about oxygenated fuels and stuff like that. And I don't know if some of them guys are racing some of that stuff, but it should be pretty obvious, you know. They haven't checked for fuel or anything like that?
Not for our division.
Okay.
I think if I just practiced more, I think I'd be all right.
They get pumped gas on their way from 7-Eleven. They're on the corner, and they go race.
And they use a 92-octane high octane, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Runs cleaner.
Uh-huh. You know, that's a tough thing. You know, hopefully it doesn't deter people like, you know, like yourself that are in there.
Oh, no, I'm going to Blythe. So, Dylan's talking to Blythe.
Now we're talking. I'm glad Dylan, you know.
Because as soon as I finished, like when we weren't racing, I'm like, damn, I really want to go race.
You know, and thanks to Dylan, he has a great time down there, and we love his promotion of our track down there. He's really really stepped up, and he's really fast down there. He's like, you guys can race twice. No, I think you'd have a good time down there. I know it's a little bit of a haul for you.
Yeah, 6.5 hours.
That's all. You know, hey.
Just a little bit of a haul. That's without the trailer.
But, you know, so you plan on coming down?
Yeah, we're coming down in September.
We appreciate that. We're going to look forward to that. I think you're going to have a good time. I know Gary can attest to that also. We're going to do everything we can to make you feel welcome.
Yeah, I just want to race.
Also. Yeah.
See, like, I climb in the car, I'm at peace. Like, that's like my zen.
That's good.
And then the other cars go by, and I'm like, nope, still zen.
Justin's been missing. He hasn't been racing, so he has to go get massages to get his zen instead of racing. We're trying to get him back into a race car. Somehow.
But every time I have it lined up, he's sick.
I had laryngitis the last race.
You don't need that for race. You got to yell at your spotter?
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like a complete butt, and I didn't show up, and apparently he was putting me in the car that night to practice it. And
didn't make
you
want
to drive my car?
Hey, do you have sponsors or anything like that? To talk about
not myself, my parents.
Mom, thank you.
We have a family friend that owns a junkyard.
That helps a lot.
It does.
That helps a lot.
And we have another family friend that's a manager at Big O.
That helps a lot.
Us with our tires.
Sweet.
You know, Dylan, I wasn't faking. I just didn't want to make you look bad. Your dad's only out there to make you look good. I don't want to embarrass you.
Oh, I hear some gunfire going on.
Well, watch out. Some team racing going to happen. No, that's good. I think you're going to have a good time. There's other factory stock cars that race down there that do really well. They put on a great show. I think we're going to have a lot more show up down there. That's going to be really, really cool. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to have a Blythe show next week.
Next week.
So after the On Wheels Now show next week, I'll keep in tune, and we'll tell you how to get there after next week. So next Tuesday show. We're looking forward to that.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Mom, want to say anything? We got you wrong a little bit. Tell us some German words.
Scheiße.
I think what you're doing here, have the races on and stuff. I think it's a great idea and put the races out there.
Yeah, and we've been doing it for a little while. We appreciate being part of the local racing community. We appreciate the businesses and that support the local racers, like your family, friends, and things like that that support it. Can we say the junkyard name or anything up there? This is up in Utah, I'm assuming.
You don't have to.
Yeah, just what we like to help
break out auto salvage.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you. To salvage yards like that, that makes, especially in a factory stock type division, it really goes a long way. Like Nevada Pick Apart used to be one of ours for a long time. So we like to help promote those businesses. To help. Of course, there's always the families. The moms and the grandmas and the dads that
aunts, uncles, everybody.
Even my sister, and she's not as redneck as everyone else in my family. She's gone to all but two races this year.
She ever think about racing also?
She told me on the way home last time she would like to race.
Really? Yep. That would be cool. We've had father, son, but I don't think we've had a brother, sister race before.
Not that I can remember.
That would be cool. We can help. Some of us can find a car. Probably Gary could probably help get her to race with you.
My oldest nephew actually wants to race.
Really? Mom says no.
Once you're out there, it bites you. Like, my daughter wants to race a bandolero, and I'm like, no, not yet. We're not ready for this. I'm not ready for this. Oh, yeah, Dylan and RJ. Dylan's brother and RJ, ran the skid plate.
They ran it together.
Yep, skid plate. Brother, sister, then. We don't know.
Yeah, just kidding. That's true. That is true. And then in Pahrump, of course, they race mini stocks together out there.
The most fun I ever had was racing my brother. Just because you have that little sibling rivalry.
It's kind of a brother-sister race there, too.
Yeah.
Which is which?
Which is which?
I'm not going to say this.
We're trying to set a family rivalry.
Birthdays will not be fun after that.
Right. So, And speaking of birthdays,
that's the only time me and my brother get along at the racetrack.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Well, why don't you go spend more time at the racetrack?
Yeah.
Easy solutions. Your mom will be happy. You guys will be happy.
I actually scared my sister at Night of Fire.
Really?
It was when Rob P. had his accident, and
oh,
I was
oh.
going into yep. 3 and 4, and they already had the, not a fire truck,
the safety truck
okay. start coming on, and I'm already kind of going in low. He comes in, he stops, and I'm like, okay, well, I'll go high. And then he comes, and
oh.
I'm like, okay, fine, I'll go around.
Wow.
And I kind of zigzagged through him and Rob P. and my sister. I saw the video that
oh, no
my
way.
Mom recorded.
Mom recorded video.
My sister was like, shit, Steven!
You get to hear her from the stands.
She thinks it's fun, but yeah, her and I racing together
might not be good.
Might not be a fun ride home.
Yeah, exactly right. Separate vehicles on the way home.
Like,
anyway.
I think my brother-in-law would not like me after that.
Hey, you don't know till you try it.
No.
You don't know till you try it.
But considering I've wrecked during go-karts before. At the little
well, that's a good way to,
places
that's
in
a good
town.
Way to test how you're going to react with each other on a track will be the go-kart.
I've also spent my dad. Nah,
how about dad? Is dad going to plan on getting into
he's more robot than man. He's had
okay.
two knees, two hips, and a shoulder replaced.
He's not getting back in.
And I was like, let's get you a car and get in. He's like, nope,
he's staying on that. You know, and that's his choice. That's good. He knows.
Wayne Jack's got in a car this year.
That was scary, I hear.
I've been trying to get my dad into a skid plates.
Oh, out of all things.
He likes skid plates than the bombers.
Wow.
And he's like, God, I could do that. I'm like, all right, let's get you a car. He's like, no.
Man, let me tell you, those things are a lot harder than they look. I challenge anybody to go out and try to get around the track. At
really
least
right. Cindy Clark out here makes it look easy.
Oh, yeah.
She jumped up at Night of Fire and just left him.
What did she drive?
It's a matter of her
Wonder Woman.
And as a matter of fact, it's for sale.
It is for sale.
It just came out this morning.
No way. I didn't know if she
$1,300.
Wow, that's pretty
the
good.
The way she took it off the track.
Winning, proven as a winning
yeah.
race car.
She went out there, like I said, she went out there and schooled him. I was like, I guess it's like riding the bike you never forget.
Yeah.
She's been out of the car for a little bit.
Yeah, I don't remember last time.
A year or two.
Couple of years.
Yeah, in a skid plate.
Yeah, she flew. It was pretty cool. I was watching that race.
That's
it was
good,
awesome.
That's good to see.
I thought it was a really cool race.
That's really, really good to see.
Nice to see a woman win.
Yeah, it's usually where, you know, women are causing the wrecks. No, that's a joke. It's a joke. No, it's good. She's a really good driver. She's, you know, she's raced our truck. She does real well in those also. And it's good to see her back in a skid plate because I didn't even know she had her skid plate car still. I thought that was
yeah, that was a good gone. Finish.
So that's good to see her.
That finish was insane.
Really, was it that big of a lead? Or
well,
what?
She had a huge lead, and then was it the 14 and somebody else wrecked right on
yeah.
the start line?
Oh, wow.
And Cindy came out and had nowhere to go, so she locked up the brakes and spun and got stuck with them.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Jeff Berderhoff, the two.
Wrecked.
Right, literally the finish line was here. The yeah. checker flag is in the air. They were stopped here.
Oh.
So everybody starts moving around. And finally, she throws in reverse and backs over the line.
That's crazy.
So the 71 pass line first, but I think they finally just said, we're going to throw the caution before they all pile in here because no one lifted because they were piled up at the start line. And there was no getting past them. And finally, Cindy backs it up over the line. But the 71 did pass before, but I think they had thrown the yellow before and just kind of was like, you know what, we're ending it here.
Because
she had a good 3-second lead. Like,
no kidding, that big a lead.
But wreck happened, and like they were all jostling to get out, you know, unstuck, and then you see the second place car go by.
Cool. That sounds like exciting. You going to race next year?
I am.
Okay. We're out of time, unfortunately.
Race next year in Blythe.
So we're looking forward
to 2 months from now.
Couple times probably.
And we'll talk about birthdays real quick. Happy belated birthday there. I have to say happy birthday to Megan. Her birthday's tomorrow, actually.
Oh.
So happy birthday, Megan. And, you know, appreciate you coming on the show.
I appreciate you having me.
Thanks, Mom, for coming in. We look forward to seeing you down at Blythe. And don't be a stranger. I know you've come a long way, so We appreciate that. No excuses for anybody else now for not being able to get to the studio.
The trendsetter.
There you go. I'll be the trendsetter. Good luck getting a little bit faster.
Thank you.
We do appreciate that. Thank you. And we'll be live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com.
Don't forget the
collection.
We got to run down the hallway.
That's right. Get it going. We'll see you live next Tuesday. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming in.